switch has been flipped. The ceiling fan is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ceiling Fan, the place where adventures and odyssey hits the fan. I'm your host, Ethan Daniels, asking you to join me as we take a look at adventures and odyssey like you've never seen it before. Good evening, this is John Watsonberger with a special Odyssey News update. Kids Radio, a station located in area ice cream shop known as Wits End, is currently under investigation by the FCC for undisclosed reasons. FCC agent Norman Alistetto had this to say.
We've seen this problem before with other low-power stations. We're a little suspicious of a radio station that claims to be created by kids for kids. So far, the owner of the station's license agreement, one John Avery Whitaker, has been rather reluctant to release the station's public file. He claims it must have been misplaced by one of his employees, but he's pretty sure whoever did it will learn a very important life lesson from all this. We're not quite sure what he meant by that.
We've sent one of our reporters to the scene to find out if Mr. Whitaker's story is true, or if it's just another one of his clever inventions. Tom?
Thanks, John. Unfortunately, I don't seem to have much more than a maladroit's worth of information. It's suspected that the investigation is due to the abnormally high radio wave output coming from the building. One can only imagine where that might be coming from. I've attempted to speak with several of the station's employees. However, a station announcer, Connie Kendall, refused to have a candid conversation with me, and a young man named Mr. Wise was surprisingly in the dark on the matter. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Tom. This is John Watsonberger with the Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update.
Hi, listeners. It's me again, your host, Ethan Daniels. And welcome to the very first episode of The Ceiling Fan. We're super excited here about this new venture, and we're really excited about the fans who've decided to join us today. To start the show off, I'd like to get one thing out of the way. Just to throw it out there, just so everyone understands, so that there won't be a question later, and then we can all just drop it. Okay, so here it is. I, Ethan Daniels, am the biggest Adventures in Odyssey fan ever. All right, I'm glad we got that out of the way, so we won't have to deal with that later, okay? So I think that's pretty well established. I'm the biggest fan ever, period. Moving on. As many of you know, AIO, or Adventures in Odyssey, has some sort of birthday bash coming up. Something like 16th anniversary or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, that's cool. If you're a loser, I mean, it's a great idea. I'm just saying, it's so stinking far away from my house. So, what I've decided to do is I'm having my very own AIO birthday bash right here in Shipshawana, Indiana, on the exact same day, August 16th. And boy, is it gonna be a party. I'm gonna have cake, ice cream, balloons, and even Katie Lee, voice of Connie Kendall, will be here. And I'm not making most of this up. So maybe you got your tickets already for the birthday bash thing in Colorado Springs on August 16th because you think you're a true Odyssey fan. But remember, if the biggest AIO fan isn't going to be there, how good could it possibly be? Until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. The Ceiling Fan Podcast is a presentation of Tadpole Radio. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by KMAP Studios. You can check us out online at theceilingfan.blogspot.com or email us at thetadpole@tadpoleradio.com.